I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939. 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Well, folks, very excited, as always, on Tuesdays to get together with my good friend on the Matt Long Show and to welcome the audience at Hill Country Patriot Radio to our broadcast with USA Radio Networks and the Truth Network and all of our networks, as well as TECNTV.com. Be sure and check us out live at TECNTV.com. That's TECNTV.com. They've got some great programming there as well surrounding our show that is on from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Texas time, Monday through Friday. Well, Matt, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Always good to be here, Pastor Greg. Always good to be here.
So, cancel culture. It's you know, it seems to, it really seems to be getting, you know, worse and worse in my estimation. What are you experiencing with regards to cancel culture, Matt?
Well, you know, we use that term. Mostly, we talk about the platforms like Facebook and Twitter and what have you. And it has gone beyond that. The cancel culture is now creeping into everyone. If you're still questioning whether or not you're going to take the vaccine, or if you have just flat out decided I will no longer put a diaper on my face, where folks like that are beginning to get canceled. In fact, it is turning into it's turning into segregation. It's what it's turning into. And if you go to the Capitol and want to testify in front of the Senate, you have to do certain things. You have to get the medical test, and you have to. Then you're wearing the armband or the wristband. That was a slip, wasn't it? You're wearing the wristband, and you're segregated. So you now have two groups of people walking in around in the Capitol: those who have the wristbands and have privileges, and those who do not have the wristbands and are locked out and kept out and canceled out of participating in the process of self-governance. So that's what I'm seeing. The cancel culture is going way beyond Facebook and Twitter.
You know, it's interesting. I was watching the testimony of a Dr. Zelenko this morning, and you can actually find that if you go over to the AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, and I know you're familiar with that, Matt, AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org, and there's a video up there of Dr. Zelenko who is testifying about this. And the number of cases now, you've got Israel as an example that I believe is like 80% vaccinated, 80 to 85% vaccinated, and yet they are having a high level of individuals that are sick with COVID. And
Come on now, Pastor Greg. You know, it's the unvaccinated that are... That's the issue. It's a pandemic of the unvaccinated now. Come on.
Yeah, that's certainly what they'd like us to believe. They'd like us to believe that. But, you know, all the way along, I've been sharing this, and I think it's important. You know, when my mother-in-law passed away in December, she was 94 years old, and she died because her heart stopped beating. But we were foretold by the funeral director that you are more than likely going to see on the death certificate that the cause of death is going to be listed as COVID. And sure enough, when we got her death certificate, the death certificate said that her cause of death was COVID. And we were told the reason for that is economic. The doctors and the hospitals are getting large government checks to write COVID on death certificates, irrespective of any connection or any diagnosis about that. There was no autopsy that was done. There was no diagnosis that was made. It was simply, here it is, and we're writing it on the death certificate. And you know, when I've talked to a friend of mine who has talked about the numbers of adverse effects. By the way, if you go to OpenVares right now, they're showing there's been 1.3 million adverse effects to the vaccine. 12,000 is what they show have died. This individual has come forward and said there's another 80,000 that they know of that should be added to that number that they have suppressed.
That's just scary. You know, this is, I don't know why I thought of this, Pastor Greg, but I learned this years ago. Prostate cancer. Prostate cancer in men is a very slow-moving cancer. Very few men die from prostate cancer, but many, many men die with prostate cancer, if that makes any sense. It was not the cause of their death, but at the time of their death, they had prostate cancer. Now, if we declared every single one of those, we could say prostate cancer, you know, was contributed to the death of this person. I mean, we could manipulate those numbers, and prostate cancer would be a massive killer in this country. But we know it's not, and so this is the same thing. It is, it's disgusting. It's sickening. I'm not sure what the answer to it is.
Well, I guess so. Then it brings up this question. Let me ask you. You know, why? If it's clearly, I mean, for example, with children. One of the things that Dr. Zelenko brings up in his statement, and by the way, he is testifying before a rabbinical board, okay? That's what this is. It's a hearing amongst the rabbinical board, and he's testifying to them. If 99.98% of children survive this, why are we putting masks on them and mandating vaccines when 99.98% of that population by natural immunity survives this.
Yeah, this has been one of my pet peeves since the beginning of this, is that we have looked at every single epidemic or pandemic in the history of mankind. Every single one. I mean, you can go back to the, the plague or whatever, black plague or whatever. You go all the way back in history, and there's only one number that we ever look at historically, and that is the number of deaths. And all we hear about this, COVID and now is all we hear is about is hospitalizations, how many people are tested positive. We're not hearing any numbers on just the flat-out death. And I think it would be beneficial to all of us to know also, was there a comorbidity with it? And I think if those true numbers were to come out, Pastor Greg, and boy, we sure got a long way from cancel culture, but I think if those two numbers were widely publicized, I think this panic would go down. I think the fear would leave everyone, because you would realize that you unless you're extremely overweight or a heavy smoker or you're really old, this is not going to affect. This is not going to kill you. Are you going to get the flu? Yes. Is it going to be a miserable flu? Probably so. When I had it and my wife had it, it was miserable at our house for several weeks. And by the way, you mentioned the frontline doctors. Please let me put a pitch in for myfreedoctor.com. This was created by frontline doctors to help you have access to some of the alternate treatments, including hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and zinc, and those. When I got signed up on My Free Doctor, they were having a load of about 50 people a day. I heard yesterday that they are now having 500 people a day appealing to frontline doctors for help to get hydroxychloroquine and the ivermectin and those other prescriptions.
And I've shared this on this program, and I've shared it I keep getting asked to share it, and I see constantly, prayers for people who are infected or what have you. And then I, people going to the hospital, and then I see about people that have passed, and it breaks my heart. Folks, look, I had COVID in December. I had double pneumonia, and I was coughing up blood, okay? I had a bad case. I took quercetin with bromelain. I took 100 milligrams of zinc. I took 10,000 milligrams of vitamin D3, or 10,000 IUs of vitamin D3. I took 10,000 milligrams of vitamin C. I have consistently taken, Michael's Health has a product called Essential Minerals that gives you your mineral content that you need, and they have a great, both a men's and a women's multivitamin that is very complete, and then I take some other stuff like Energy and Curamin for pain and to support my adrenals, which also is a part of your immune system. And then my doctor prescribed azithromycin, and dexamethasone, albuterol, and Symbicort. I'm here. I never went to the hospital, and I told my doctor, I'm not going to the hospital. I said, Matt, there's no way I'm going to the hospital. I know it'll kill me.
Right.
Four months later, my doctor is telling me that he is using my case as one that he talks to roundtables with medical people all over Texas and all over the country that he talks to about this. And, and he shares what he did and what I did. And I'm just telling you, I have AFib. I was severely overweight. By the way, I've lost 72 pounds.
Man, yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. So, there's a number of things, morbidities, because of the accident that I was in. And to this day, I take quercetin, vitamin D3, and zinc, and vitamin C every morning. I take the minerals every night, And, you know, I'm exposed through my son and his restaurant and the businesses that he's involved in out in the community. My daughter, who also is out in the community. And, you know, here I am. So there are preventative things that one can do also to keep your immune system strong. And I really encourage folks to use this. I got this formula, if you will, from Dr. Brian Artis, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, my good friend Dr. Eric Naputi, and also by Dr. Judy Mikovits.
I'm telling you, this list is readily available. The folks at not only your sources, but My Free Doctor will help. You just have to have a little patience there. And yeah, my wife, I couldn't give you the list of things. My wife is keeping me on maintenance, but she hands me, I think I have 5 different gummies that she hands me every night about bedtime. And you know my wife, I don't ask questions. She says, here, take these. I say, yes, ma'am. And so there you go. You know, I want to come back. We just have a couple of minutes left. I want to come back to this cancel culture, because what it is leading to is a segregation of the community. And it is, we are now becoming the counterculture, Pastor Greg. Those of us who have questions about the vaccine, that's what we have right now, are questions. I have questions that are not getting answered. The questions we have about COVID are not being answered. And what is happening is those of us who want to ask questions are being canceled. We're being pushed into a corner. We are becoming the counterculture now. We are the minority. We are no longer the silent majority. We are a minority. We are the counterculture now. We need to start behaving like the counterculture.
Well, and something else that I think is important to understand, too, is, you know, again, there was on NBC Nightly News, DHS said these are the potential terror threats. And the number one is opposition to COVID measures. We're now considered terrorists, Matt, by saying these things.
I know.
Folks, this is not America, and it's not our Constitution. And that's why it's so important that we become engaged and involved at the local level and vote these people out that want to be these kinds of medical Nazis. It can't stand. Matt, thanks for allowing us to come together. I appreciate it. God bless you, folks. Stay tuned. God's got a plan in all this. Stay tuned to it.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone.
Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day. I want to share this with you. This comes out of Numbers chapter 21. And you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, well, what do we do? What should we do? How do we respond to these kinds of things? And I want to give you kind of a, I don't know, I guess you might refer to it as a prophetic parable. And this comes out of Numbers 21. Then they sent out from Mount Or by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom, and the people became impatient because of the journey. So the people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there's no food and no water, and we are disgusted with this miserable food. Then the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people so that many people of Israel died. So the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned because we've spoken against the Lord and against you. Intercede with the Lord that he will remove the serpents from us." And Moses interceded for the people. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and put it on a flagpole, and it shall come about that everyone who is bitten and looks at it will live." So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on the flagpole, and it came about that if a serpent bit someone and he looked at the bronze serpent, then he lived. God's got a plan and a purpose for how this is all supposed to come together. And I'm talking about every situation and every circumstance that we find ourselves in. I said at the very beginning when we went into this whole issue with this quote-unquote COVID and all this stuff that was going on, I said back then that there's a reset that God's trying to get. He's trying to get America to reset. And the reset is to put God back in charge of our lives, to put him back in charge of our nation, of our country, to come back to the Christian biblical principles, the foundation upon which our nation was created, that guarantees freedom to everyone here in our nation. And I believe that's still working today, and I believe that that is still the plan that he has. But we need to be listening very closely to what that plan is as believers, and we need to be paying attention. God's calling you home. He's calling you back to faith. Listen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.